food gifts for the holidays. Thanks for being with us, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. More Americans than ever are giving and receiving food gifts by mail. USDA's Gary Crawford has this report.
The mail order business in food is exploding.
This year we're expecting some strong growth, which would put food sales probably in the neighborhood of about $8 billion.
Last year it was $7.5 billion, according to Amy Blankenship with the Direct Marketing Association in New York. Now, years ago, just about all you could order on a routine basis and have shipped were things like fruitcakes. Now, some of them are good, and nuts and cookies and things. But today,
you can send almost anything. Turkey or a ham, cheesecakes, any kind of seafood.
You name it, you can order it and ship it. According to Diane Van, she's with the Agriculture Department's Food Safety and Inspection Service. Now, that group is involved here because, of course, if the foods are not prepared, shipped, and received correctly and quickly, bacteria can grow, and your gift is not only useless, but possibly dangerous. So, if you are among the millions of Americans who are going to order food to be delivered as a holiday gift, the main thing to do is don't surprise the folks who are going to be getting your food gifts. Now, for those of you who will be getting those perishable food gifts, the company should have packed it with dry ice or a cold source in an insulated box.
And you will want to check on that when it arrives. And the most important thing is to check and see how cold the item is. If it's still frozen or it's very, very cold, at least feels as if it's been in the refrigerator. Then the product will still be safe to consume.
And if you have any questions about mail order food safety, call the Meat and Poultry Hotline, 1-888-MP-HOTLINE, 1-888-MP-HOTLINE. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And you can log on to picktnproducts.org to see some great gift ideas from right here in Tennessee. Hope all of you have a safe weekend. Join us Monday on the TRN.